Good morning, everybody. This is Katie, and today we are reading from Genesis 45, verses 1 to 20. Joseph makes himself known. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before his attendants. He cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and the Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there has been a famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will be no ploughing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to persevere for you, a remnant on earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it is not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household, and ruler of all of Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me, you, your children and your grandchildren, your flocks and herds and all you have. I will provide for you there because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all you belong will become destitute. You can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin. That is really who I am speaking to you. Tell my father all of the honour accorded to me in Egypt and everything you have seen, and bring my father down here quickly.' Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept. Benjamin embraced him, weeping, and he kissed all of his brothers and wept over them. Afterwards, his brother talked with him. When the news reached Pharaoh's palace that Joseph's brothers had come, Pharaoh and all his officials were pleased. Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Tell your brothers, do this, load your animals, return to the land of Canaan, and bring your father and your families back to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you can enjoy the fat of the land. You are also directed to tell them, do this, take some carts from Egypt for your children and your wives, and get your father and come. Never mind about your belongings, because the best of all Egypt will be yours.'" Well, I think stand out to me is forgiveness. How willing he was to forgive his family and still provide all for them so that they would not go without, as he knew that what God had planned. Thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you pour out onto us. I thank you, Lord, for your ultimate forgiveness, for sending your son to die and be our Lord and Saviour. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to receive your forgiveness. And thank you, Lord, for the examples that you have in the Bible of us showing forgiveness and the blessings that will come for that. In your mighty name, amen.